You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Recent revelations from a disgraced cryptocurrency CEO gives us a glimpse of just how much campaign money flows into our election system, both what gets reported and what's called dark money. In an interview with journalist Tiffany Fong, FTX crypto exchange CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, now in custody in the Bahamas, admitted that he had not only given $40 million to Democrats and Democratic PACs to fund primary races, but he said he also gave an equal amount of dark money to Republican candidates. It's not yet known which dark money organizations, but typically 501c3 and 501c4 nonprofits, limited liability corporations, and other instruments are used to shield donor identities. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has since filed a campaign finance complaint with the Federal Elections Commission. Crew suggested that Bankman-Fried contributed as much as $37 million more than was reported to the FEC, and says that while the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision allows independent expenditure to groups, it doesn't allow those groups to pass through donations directly to candidates. Several politicians, including Arizona U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, have reportedly returned money given to them by Bankman-Fried. We have links to the campaign funding transparency website Open Secrets and more details on the allegations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.